on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The family of the country's first black nuclear scientist has described her as a kind and caring person who dedicated her life to education and science. Senamile Masango was laid to rest in Kwanongoma in northern KZN yesterday. The 37-year-old died last week after a short illness. Masango, an award-winning physicist, was the first African woman to conduct experiments at the European Organization for Nuclear Research. She was also named one of the 50 Global Inspirational Women of 2020, among other achievements. Her sister, Noctula, says her impact on their community and the world will never be forgotten.
She taught us that nothing is impossible in life. There are no shortcuts in life. She taught us to be hard workers and showed us that being from the rural areas will not hold you back from achieving your dreams. May her soul rest in peace.
Itegwini Municipality says population growth, high consumption and leaks caused by vandalism are some of the reasons behind ongoing water supply issues. The city says the surge in water demand has outpaced the available supply. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks reports.
The community of Ward 54 in Nenanda is one of several that are complaining about frequent shortages. The city says supply to Nenanda and surrounds have been worsened by inefficiencies at the Intuzuma 2 pump station. It says renovations to the pump station started last year and are progressing well. The work is expected to be completed later this year. Officials say water tanks have been installed in affected communities. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
And a Palestinian NGO is demanding more aid into Gaza, describing the situation there as dire. Three Israeli hostages were released by Hamas yesterday, after nearly 500 days in captivity. The men were taken to hospital, while dozens of Palestinian prisoners were let out in exchange. It's all part of a ceasefire deal between the two sides, which has appeared fragile recently due to a dispute. Amjad Al-Shawa is from the Palestinian NGO network.
Every day we are discovering the serious humanitarian conditions, deterioration in all level of Gaza Strip. Every day we are witnessing more and more victims under the rubble of the homes that were destroyed.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. Staying abroad, a Syrian national has been arrested after a number of people were randomly stabbed in southern Austria. A 14-year-old boy was killed and four others were injured in the city of Villach. Police say it's not clear whether the 23-year-old suspect was acting on his own. Your top story, the family of the country's first black nuclear scientist has described her as a kind person who dedicated her life to education and science. Senamile Masango was laid to rest in Kwanongoma yesterday. Find more news at ecr.co.za. I'm Newswatch's Tamasha Kanyi.